This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. Phillies beat the Red Sox 4-1 last night, winning their first series since the beginning of July. Christopher Sanchez threw a complete game, allowing four hits, no walks, striking out 12 through nine innings. They'll look to get the sweep tonight with Jesus Luzardo on the mound. WIP Champ Camp in full swing as the Eagles gear up for their first practice of training camp this morning. Hear from head coach Nick Sirianni before then, coming up at 9:30. Enjoy Bud Light and Mick Ultra specials all summer long at the Chesapeake Inn, home of the best live music and tiki bar on the C&D Canal. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com today. Weather today mostly clear with a high of 86. It's currently 75 degrees. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Sure is, Champ Camp, as we broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. A little Aussie action for you. Love it. Love the Eagles as well. Champ Camp is driven by Forest River RV, by Campering World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Let's give you our Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Make sure you visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question, which of these worries you the most about the difficulty for the Eagles to repeat? Is it A, the brutal schedule, B, complacency, C, defensive regression, or D, increased injuries are likely? We'll see by the end of the show where the poll result goes and give you those results. All right, we have in 2 days a movie of note from about 30 years ago that's coming back with part two. And then we have another part two being made. We have a part two being made right now also from a movie 20 years ago.
Well, I know the first one. I'm not sure what the second one is.
All right, John, do you know the movie that's coming out in 2 days?
Not sure what you're referring to.
Oh, John.
Are you happy and we know it?
Yeah.
So clap your hands. Devin, do you know what movie comes out in 2 days?
Happy Gilmore.
Damn straight, buddy.
Did you know that, John? There's a Happy Gilmore 2. 2 days.
I was not aware.
Really?
I had no idea.
That's a pretty big deal. Happy Gilmore 2.
It does seem like a big idea.
It's freaking awesome.
So I don't understand what the... So this is like Happy Gilmore's kids?
I don't know.
No, it's Happy.
It's Happy.
Yeah. I don't know what the plot is, but Happy's in it.
Happy as a family man. Didn't he get married to the...
I love her.
Julie Bowen.
Oh, one of my all-timers. Oh. Did that get a little
weird? Very weird. Especially the silence after.
Well, because she was the
super weird.
She was the girl.
Is she the one from? She's from Modern Family, right?
Yeah, but she was Ed. She was Ed's girlfriend on Ed, or wife. And people tell me I look like Ed. And this was a show that lasted for a couple years.
So she's basically your wife.
There we go. I get it. Yeah. I get it now.
Oh,
I get it.
Wait. So you think? Wow, you really made a leap there.
It's some deep psychology right there going on.
I'm a big fan.
Needs to be.
All right. Do you guys know the movie? You guys know the movie from about 20 years ago. By the way, Sirianni coming up in about 10 minutes. Do you know the movie from about 20 years ago, which is now being made?
No.
And let me give you a hint.
A sequel or a remake?
It's a sequel. A horror movie with
not a horror.
Well, do you know a horror one?
You tell
me. Remade. This is. I find it shocking that this is. I Know What You Did Last Summer is now.
Yeah, well, that's out
with,
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No original ideas
in Hollywood. Clearly.
So this one I'm about to it's not a remake. It's a second one. It's a very prominent movie from about 20 years ago. In which the two leads were both females.
Prominent movie with they're not making.
Remaking
they
Princess.
That's 30 years ago.
Princess Diaries.
It's not Princess.
Diaries. Devil Wears Prada.
Bingo. Oh yeah, that's it. I knew. That
I knew
was
it was
happening.
One of the Anne Hathaways.
Too soon.
Yeah, I had heard about
that.
That.
Years,
they're also making Spaceballs too.
Over that.
They
I
are
saw
making.
That, yeah. But that was 1987. That's a long
that
time.
Was a
no,
long
I know.
Time
I wasn't saying it was this answer, obviously. Yeah. We got that already.
All right, so we got Sirianni coming up in about 10 minutes, maybe even sooner, maybe about 5 minutes, his first press conference of the season. John, we're seeing assembled media do what they do, which is assemble.
Yeah, we're starting to see that, but we have our shades drawn, so we can't really see everything.
We could undraw the shade. We're here to sit. It's bad for the equipment? Oh, he said, our guy Fran, engineer on site, was saying it was getting bad for the equipment.
Shut it down.
That we're sitting here and in like a completely enclosed
trailer. Let's figure out
trailer.
A way to have the windows open.
It's like blackout shades.
Yeah, how about a towel tomorrow that covers the equipment so that it doesn't get so hot? But I got you, Fran. We'll make it work. Let's go to Chuck from Mount Airy right now. Chuck, good morning.
Morning, team. What's going on?
It's all good, buddy.
Chuck,
I appreciate all your support, me versus Fritz, man. It does mean a lot. I thank you for it, sir.
Hey, listen, let me get right into it, because I know the coach is coming up, right? But here's the thing. I don't like the way you handled your injury, okay? I really don't. You know, it's kind of Joel Embiid-ish. You know,
oh, no.
Hurt, you know?
How so?
Because you could have just went about it and just, you know, won the tournament or lost the tournament, whatever, and you know, went about his day. And then later on, the injury history or news could have came out. You would have been more historic.
Yeah, not my style. Not my style. I
Joe wants sympathy.
They call me full disclosure, Chuck. Full disclosure to camera.
Yeah,
is that like the Demi Moore movie? Disclosure?
Yeah. You want to play it up. You want to play it up. I get it. I understand. But
Indecent proposal
was
awful.
It does. Chuck, you got to admit, it does create a new layer right now, which is interesting. Right? Yeah. Because we had this sort of dormancy from baseball. People are on vacation. Like, we don't want people to, you know, lose the verve of this thing. I mean, some have said more important than the Phillies this summer.
Oh, man, aren't you Philly yourself? Listen, let me say this, right, about the Eagles. I hate to do this, right, because it pains me to compare this team to the stinking Cowboys. Uh-huh. But this team reminds me of the Cowboys in the early 90s, particularly a 92 and 93 team. That repeated.
Oh, no. All right, well, that's okay. Well, that's less gross.
That's great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's disgusting, but I mean, it's true. I mean, you know, the running back, you know, the offensive line, you know, the wide receivers, you know, the quarterback, the coaches. It's just similar to that team.
And yeah, I think two Hall of Fame still, quarterbacks.
I think this team is still dominant, Celts, and I really truly believe it's going to be tough. I mean, this schedule is brutal. I've never seen. A team going through the year not having back-to-back home games.
That was
weird to me. So the schedule makers didn't do us any favors. But I tell you, we'll go a long way if this guy wins back-to-back Super Bowls. There's nothing that anybody be able to say about Jalen Hurts, no matter how he does it. Just letting you guys know that. So this year is very important for him and his legacy and Nick Sirianni. You know, to show this wasn't a fluke. This thing is here to remain, and this is sustained success.
Chuck, let me just jump in and say one thing. It's incredible how close to historically incredible they were, if not for the collapse. Now, that happened in 23. But if you were just for a moment to just remove those seven games from the schedule when they went 1-6, they went 26-5 in 2022 and over half of 23. 26-5. They went... So they were 14-3 plus four other wins. They went 18-3. They would be, someone help me out, 26 plus 18 is what, 44? And then 5 plus 3, 44-8. Guys, other than those seven games, they are 44-8 in a 52-game stretch.
Well,
honestly,
two or three of those eight didn't have Jalen. I think it's three of them wouldn't add Jalen.
I mean, that's – and remind me, did they have to try their hardest week? No, last year
no,
week.
Well,
18. Did they win that game or lose?
They beat the Giants anyway, but they didn't. They had their backups.
But I mean, think about that, guys. I mean, John, you've been around pro football a long time. You don't hear about teams going 44-8.
Because it,
I mean, that's the Golden State Warriors, you know, in their prime.
This level of dominance for extended, you know, periods, there's always the turnover. That's the parity that comes that the NFL wants. But Howie and company, and we should be thanking our lucky stars that he has figured out a way to circumvent all that, and we're going to have good teams.
Chuck, I need an answer from you because Sirianni is coming soon. Who or what is unique?
Joe, tell yourself that. The Eagles and Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts do a lot of winning around here.
Yes, they do.
You know what I mean?
Yes, they do.
So tell yourself that when you start talking about Jalen.
All right, Hey, Bill Self. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts do a lot of winning. All right, Self heard it, Chuck. Just so you know, Self has heard it.
No, don't tell Joe the camera that. Yeah, but listen, I'm going to go with, I'll say, how about, is it the Eagles got a lot of them in their ring, too. I'm going to say a diamond.
Who?
A diamond.
Oh, a diamond.
Yeah, each one, I guess, is unique. I don't know. Right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know enough about.
Are no two diamonds?
Every diamond is unique.
It's like the fingertip thing that's so unprovable. Yeah. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Oh. No one's ever had the same fingertip print.
Fingerprint.
I mean, James, how dumb?
The same fingertips.
Okay, but
no
how dumb?
Than saying that.
Fine, that's I sound.
I
dumb.
Don't think it's dumb. I think you it's sound dumb when you say this. I agree with
Even
you. They have
twins.
Not fingerprinted everyone in
do
the history.
Do we have Caesar's? Do we have
that.
Caesar's fingerprint?
But they have fingerprinted enough people in time to say it is incredibly likely, like 99.99 whatever percent. Like
when you look at twins who are identical, their DNA is identical, yet their fingertips, their fingerprints are different. I think they take that and deduce, okay, probably everyone's is going to be different at this
point. So I'll give you one I heard recently that was pretty cool. Do you guys know it is believed that there's never been the same order in a deck of cards ever duplicated when shuffled, when properly shuffled?
Because
it's 52 factorial.
Yeah, the numbers are insane. I did this as we did like a what's a blows your mind type side, and that was my – what blew my mind was the amount of different like incantations of deck of cards. Like it's,
Devin,
crazy.
It's so many,
that is crazy.
It's a number that is so long. It's 52 times 51 times 50 times 49 times 48.
It's like an 8 with 52 zeros after it or something like that.
Oh, I think
insane.
It's even more than
maybe
that.
Maybe more.
James.
It's insane. Yeah.
So it can never be in the same order?
It is believed that it has never been. I mean,
yeah,
I can't wrap my brain around that. It could be, but it is believed that it has never been.
I can't wrap my brain around that. If you properly shuffle
the deck.
Because 52 doesn't sound like that big
it
of a number.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't.
So then when you really
when
start
you
to think about it.
52 times, you know, every.
Devin, if you want a fun half hour today, do that by hand. Go home on a piece of paper. Do 52 times 51
so
times 50.
So it's 8 with 67 zeros after it.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
There's a reason I do this, and I'm not a mathematician. Right.
A billion has 9 zeros.
Exactly, yeah. So.
That's insane.
Right.
So what is that?
67.
What's that called? What's that number
I don't know if there's
called?
A number for it.
I don't know if there's a name.
There can't possibly be a name for that number.
Nope. You didn't mean that, right?
It's
no,
so
that was a joke. That was a joke. That was a joke. I promise I didn't actually mean that one.
Above the oops, I did it again.
All right, Sirianni, any moment. As soon as he steps to the podium, you will hear his press conference as he kicks off training camp from a public standpoint. Let me also tell you, we don't know if we're going to do Times Yours today just because Sirianni might, you know, eat up the time in Times Yours when we do it and when we love doing it. It's brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's also close down the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Get 0% financing for 36 months and $1,000 bonus cash on select new Silverados. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Question, John. Which of these worries you the most about the difficulty for the Eagles to repeat? Which do you think got the most votes, my man? Brutal schedule, complacency, defensive regression, more injuries likely.
You
know, jeez, I'm going. I'm speaking in the wrong spot. That was bad.
You are talking.
John, he was holding the microphone.
I was trying to
read
notes also.
He moved to where the microphone would be if he hadn't taken it out of the thing.
I was distracted.
That
this is tough. because I do think the schedule being the first answer, it really does pop out, and we all know it's awful.
It's really tough.
But the defensive regression, I think, is also going to get a lot of votes because we have harped on it for the entire offseason, and
which
we're all
would
very
you,
aware.
Which would you say, personally?
I don't think there will be as big a defensive regression as you do, and I think that we will make up for some of it faster than you think that we will with just great coaching.
Well, what people said is brutal schedule.
Yes.
46% brutal schedule, 29% more injuries likely, 17% defensive regression, 8% complacency. Seltzer, which would you have voted for?
I would have voted for the schedule.
And, Devin, do you agree with that? You gave an answer earlier that was very long-winded. It was an interesting point, but it wasn't A, B, C, or D. Which would you vote for?
Well, it was complacency, but I would say, like, overall, the schedule is going to be really tough.
Complacency would be
so
last
is that
for
A
me.
Or B? I still don't
know. So I'll go with schedule. If I have to choose, I'll say schedule.
Complacency is like A. The last. Like, I wouldn't even. Complacency
agree,
would get
James.
0% in this.
I was
for
saying
me.
Potential complacency
for
the younger
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, for the kids who came in and won a Super Bowl right out the gates. How could you not have a little bit of a strange outlook compared to everyone else who's just normal and ready to work for their entire careers to go and get a ring?
Yeah.
You just got one straight out the gates.
Yeah.
That how do you compensate?
We don't know
that?
How they handled tough situations. We don't know how they handle adversity. Well, I'm so sorry I gave a long-winded answer,
no,
Joe.
I'm joking. It was a Richie non-answer answer.
It was a politician answer.
We await Nick Sirianni any moment. He'll step to the podium. You'll hear him when he does. Let's go to TJ in Tabernacle. Hi, TJ.
What's going on, Joe?
It's all good, my man.
Yeah, that was a crazy interview it wasn't really an interview, but with Ozzie and John, dude, that was awesome.
Yeah,
that was neat.
What an unbelievable dude. They were just such an honor to even be sitting there with him. And he actually seemed like he was interested.
He did. He did sound genuinely interested.
Yeah,
John. I agree with
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. That's awesome that you got the opportunity to do that.
Yeah. But, thanks, man.
Yeah, Joe. So, do you still not like that Bryce Harper pandering?
All right, hold on one second, TJ. I want to get to Nick Sirianni. We'll try to get back to it. Here's Nick Sirianni. Howie Roseman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.